we've been visiting in programs past about this important series of conferences coming up soon for agricultural lenders and producers as well, the 2016 Agricultural Lenders Conferences at two locations in the state in early October. One of the featured segments of those conferences will revolve around the unveiling of a brand new benchmarking tool for lenders and producers to use to get a firm idea of where they stand financially in this tumultuous economic climate facing agriculture now. And the author of this tool is joining us. She's an agricultural economist with K-State Research and Extension, Robin Reed. Well, Robin, this was quite an inspiration, this benchmarking tool. Give us a little background on what put you down this path of creating this.
Sure, Eric. Well, last year we started the process of training some of our county and district extension agents on a software called FinPack. And what this does, we used it back in the 80s, it helps farmers put together financial statements, a balance sheet of where they're at, budgets for their different enterprises, and a base business plan. And then the software can be used to look at different scenarios to, on paper, see what might be able to be changed in that operation that can help the profitability of that operation. So as we were training agents and myself with this software last year, it occurred to me we don't have a very good set of standards to look at when we're looking at financial ratios in Kansas. And all the different measures that come out of here I'll talk about later in the that we have in the tool, but you know, current ratio, debt-to-asset ratio, operating profit margin, all these things, there's standards for that exist in the industry, but not necessarily for Kansas. Mm-hmm. So what I did is looked at, well, we have KFMA or Kansas Farm Management Association data on about 1,200 farms a year. Why not use their summary information and come up with a benchmarking tool that we can use so that any farmer, lender, or any of our agents out there can look at the financial ratios that they're getting and say, for this category of farm, is this a good number? Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what started me down this path.
And so you've been looking at these ratio trends from the Kansas Farm Management Association, not only for this past year, but you say over a longer stretch as well.
Yes. So we all know that this last year hasn't been a real pretty one.
Right.
And going forward, you know, we're looking probably at the same picture. So I thought it was very important to look at two different horizons, one being last year, 2015, and then one being a 10-year average. So I took all the farms that had at least 6 out of 10 years of data and averaged those together so that each farm had an average ratio over that 10-year span. So when you're looking at the decision tool, you can see both of those distributions. Now, I think this is another really unique thing about what I developed. A lot of benchmarks you get to compare to an average number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, an average number can be swayed quite a bit by some outliers out there. I know as far as like a current ratio, we have a lot of farms that do not have debt, and they might be carrying a very small number on their operating note, which makes them have a huge current ratio, which is great. But things like this can really throw off the average. So I put together a distribution of each of these financial ratios. So you can see, both for the 10-year and the current year, what percent of farmers are in these different distribution categories.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it really easy to see, well, where does my farm stack up against my peers in that distribution?
We might lend more detail here on exactly what is included in the tool, these 11 farm values, a couple of which you've already mentioned. Exactly what will producers be working with as they plug their numbers in, Robin?
Sure. So when they open up the tool, they're going to have different options, one being just to look at numbers at the state level. And at that level, they can look at even the age of the operator. And then the big one is dividing that operation by size and by number of cattle, and size being tillable acres. So at the state level, there's a lot of different categories because we can use all the farms. Now, from there, you can go to association, and we have 6 associations around Kansas. So for each association, which gives you regional variation in Kansas, then you can select one of 3 tillable crop acre categories. You can select, depending on association, you can select the number of cows as far as a cow-calf operation that go along with those tillable acres, and then if the operation includes a backgrounding or finishing lot. So within those categories, you can find your farm category and look at what are the 10-year and 2015 values.
And the values, well, they cover the gamut. What all is in there, Robin?
So I tried to focus on the 11 big values that everybody likes to look at. Current ratio, working capital ratio, debt-to-asset ratio, operating profit margin, rate of return on farm assets, rate of return on farm equity, asset turnover, operating expense, depreciation expense, interest expense, and the net farm income ratio.
So all contingencies are covered here pretty
much. Well, we tried, yes. And a neat feature of the tool is you can actually put in your own farm values. There's a place where you can type them in, and a line will show up on the graph that shows where your farm is at within that distribution. So it's kind of a neat feature, too, that you can just see where you stack up right alongside the other farms. Say if you're an operation that has 1,500 acres and 100 cows and a backgrounding lot, you can look at that category and just see the financial picture of your peers without even using your own values. Another thing I put in the tool is what I kind of call the farm financial scorecard. And this gives, based on industry standards across the United States, what's a good value, what's a vulnerable value. Mm-hmm. So with even looking at the distribution, you can see what farms are really falling in the strong category or the green category, what farms are kind of in that yellow borderline category, and what farms are in a red or vulnerable position.
That'll all be depicted on the graphs that this tool will churn out for the producer, whether they're using their own numbers or not, correct?
Exactly. And it prints out in a nice, easy form. So even if you don't have access to a computer, you can go into one of our extension offices and they can print out whatever category that you want. One other thing I kind of want to plug, you know, I know we're rolling this out at Ag Lenders Conference.
Right.
I think it's important now more than ever just to have our lenders see the financial picture of our farmers. I'm getting a lot of calls in my office from farmers that lenders are kind of putting the pressure on them as far as renewing operating loans or, you know, carrying a balance over maybe on that operating loan. And we're starting to see some tightening financial, you know, creditors out there. And my hope with this tool is just to show not necessarily declining financials at the farm level means the farmer's doing a bad job. It's definitely a sign of the times that we're seeing in all of our KFMA farms.
And you think that there are a few lenders out there that would benefit from being so enlightened and maybe keeping those working relationships with their clientele smooth?
I think so. You know, now is a definite time where a farmer needs their lender to help them out, to give them access to credit to make it through these tough years. And so by benchmarking against similar farms in Kansas, I think that lender can really see a good picture of, you know, this farmer is exactly sitting in the same financial position as everybody else in their category.
Well, Robin, we do want to play up again the uniqueness of this tool as you put it together. We've had benchmarking tools before, but this perhaps is as all-encompassing as has been available to the lending community and to producers in Kansas.
I would think so. I know, and this is maybe something that we'll add some more features on in the future, but I think there's definitely not anything out there like this. And a lot of ag lenders, farmers, you know, anybody is really going to benefit from viewing this tool and using it for their operation.
You are putting the finishing touches on it even as we speak. It will be fully unveiled at the Agricultural Lenders Conferences, correct?
Yes, that's correct. I'm going to do a showcase of it at the Ag Lenders Conference, and it will be available on our website, agmanager.info, after that. And it's free to the public. Anybody can access this, download it, and use it for their operation.
Well, because of the nature of the beast here, it's very clear that you put considerable effort and time into creating this benchmarking tool to be used out there by Kansas farmers, ranchers, lenders, and congratulations on getting this all assembled.
Thank you, Eric. I I think I was counting yesterday, there's 77 different categories you can benchmark by. So that was a lot of different combinations to look at. But I wanted to make it as thorough as I could to benefit every category of farm out there.
And you've done that. So great job. Thanks for coming over and previewing it with us right here, Robin. Appreciate it.
And thank you, Eric.
She's Robin Reed, agricultural economist, K-State Research and Extension. And using Kansas Farm Management Association information, she has assembled this new benchmarking tool to help assess a farm's financial position amidst this difficult agricultural economy. And in fact, it will be one of the featured presentations, the overview of this tool, at the Agricultural Lenders Conferences to be hosted by K-State, October the 4th in Garden City, October the 5th in Manhattan. If interested in attending, there's still time to reserve your spot. Find out full information on that, again, at agmanager.info.